where the long boom in home mortgage refinancing may be near its end. Interest rates jumped sharply this past week. The latest refinancing wave, until now, saved homeowners billions of dollars in monthly payments and kept consumers spending, even when the sluggish economy was fading. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
The turnaround in the market was lightning fast. On Tuesday morning, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan issued a rosy outlook for economic recovery this year. That started a sell-off in the bond market. Within hours, mortgage rates had spiked, and some economists were already declaring the refinance boom was over. Mortgage broker John Riccardi says rates could slide again, but he tends to doubt it.
Whether it's over or not, I don't know. We've had a real rough week. Rates almost went up 0.5% in a day, which is not something anyone wants to walk into.
Overall, interest rates have increased by nearly 0.75 point since early June. True, mortgage rates had dropped to lows not seen in 40 years, and they're still low by historic standards, below 6% for a 30-year fixed loan. But homeowners who had been holding out, hoping for that last 0.8 percentage point drop, have probably missed the bottom for now. In his office east of San Francisco, Riccardi has been consoling disappointed clients.
Your timing, your file came in Tuesday afternoon in the mail. I will hold on to the file and keep an eye on things for you.
It's been quite a ride for the U.S. mortgage industry. This week, the Mortgage Bankers Association said lenders are expected to write a record $3.4 trillion in new loans this year. That's a hike of 1/3 over last year, which posted its own records. In fact, with this long cycle of low interest rates, you'd think anyone who qualified to refinance would already have done it. Ted Gross, past president of the California Association of Mortgage Brokers, says that's not the case.
Anybody who has wanted to refinance, yes, has had the opportunity to do so. Have they done it? The estimate put out by the various trade associations is that up to 30% of the potential refinance candidates have yet to do it.
Homeowners cite the paperwork and other hassles involved in what is, after all, a complicated transaction. Broker John Riccardi has more experience with the other extreme. Homeowners so obsessed with the best rate, they've refinanced several times in as many months.
They seem nice on the phone, but it's people that keep an eye on this very, very closely. And for 0.25%, they're back in it again. And I don't know if I'd do it. I wouldn't do it, basically. But bored at work, maybe. I don't know what it is. Again, it is a savings. It's one client said to me, well, gee, John, that's $13 a month. That's coffee for a couple of weeks.
Higher mortgage rates may be bad news for homeowners, but rising interest rates may also signal that the soft economy is finally beginning to rebound. As for the overall housing market, few economists expect it to slide. In fact, the National Association of Realtors reports 4 out of 10 home sales these days are to first-time buyers. Many of them are feeling pressure to get into the market before this window of historically low mortgage rates closes for them. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.